Jambo.
Special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving this needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Just stand tall, head high, because we need you.
The Freedom Train Network continues its celebration of black women this week, since it's still May, of course. And as such, we also continue our daily recognition of black women in our circle, and we continue to hope that you will do the same for those black women in your circle. Welcome to Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not any particular piece of information that you can get from any particular screen is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. And Lessons from the Screen has been brought to you, as always, by PacSync through the Freedom Train Network. You can find us at www.freedomtrainradio.com or on iTunes, Google, and Stitcher. Be sure to head to all those places and give us a review, as well as the website. Again, that's www.freedomtrainradio.com. You can also, on the website, see the banner for the Black Women's Celebration. Click on that and check out all of the women that we are highlighting, and then be sure to head to www.pacsinc.org. That's PACTSINC.ORG to show some love and support for our sponsors. PacSync is a black activist and advocacy organization focused on developing the black community through a shift in culture, education, and economics. And as always, Lessons from the Screen has a frame of reference and perspective that is aligned with that of the black community. So the things that we look at will be looked at with the racial component involved and with some lessons that can be used to improve the community. During this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we are going to be looking at the women that have been profiled thus far by the Freedom Train Network during our month of May Black Women Celebration. We will be highlighting what they've done and the inspiration that they should be giving to all of you to understand that everyone can make a difference. The goal should be to do something, anything, no matter how small or how big, that you can do to have a beneficial impact on the community. And it doesn't matter if you get famous or you become well known or not. It simply matters that you are trying to do something beneficial. Large things often have humble beginnings, and who knows? By you performing one small act every single day, you might end up having a monumental impact on your community. And so we chose women that were in our circle, but were also not well-known household names, because it's easy to celebrate those larger-than-life figures. And it also makes it more difficult to look at all of the wonderful people doing all of the wonderful things around you on a daily basis. So we chose to do that. And in this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we will be highlighting the 10 women that we have thus far profiled. So on May 1st, we opened our celebration up with a spotlight on Miss Janae White. And for those of you that are followers of the Freedom Train Network, you know that on the podcast series, the Freedom Train podcast series, we actually interviewed Miss Janae White. And she talked in the interview about some of the things she went through growing up in Miami, talked about some of the challenges she faced. She talked about family members and other women in her life that have served as inspiration and motivation and that have instilled in her a sense of confidence and purpose. She also talked about her spirituality and the fact that she feels like she's doing God's work. And she created the Girls to Divas mentoring program. Now, she says in her profile that she started the Girls to Divas program because she wanted young divas to be provided for, to be provided with women to look up to who look just like them, who may have been through what they have, and who can provide them with advice and opportunities. Now, another purpose of the Girls to Divas program is that she hopes it will give them the confidence and help make them self-sufficient leaders nationally and internationally. And so what we had here was a young woman who went through life. She went through her challenges, her hardships, and I'm sure just like everybody else, she's still going through plenty of challenges and plenty of hardships right now. But she decided, I went through these problems as a young woman. I lack these certain aspects in my young adult life, and I want to ensure that the next generation coming up behind me doesn't have to go through these same problems without support. And so she basically just got out of her own way, got into the driver's seat of her own life, and decided that she was going to do something, and she did it. And that's kind of the reoccurring theme with all of these women. They all went through something. They all currently still are going through something, but they all decided that they were going to ensure that the impact they leave on the community is going to be a lasting and a positive one, in which women won't have to, and people in general, because not all of these women are doing things specifically for women, but so that people who are coming up behind them will have more support and trying to get done the things that they are trying to get done. And so with that, we say again here from Lessons from the Screen to Miss Janae White, thank you for what you're doing. We definitely appreciate you. We honor you. And if you need any help and anything that you got going on, be sure to reach back out to the Freedom Train Network, and we will do what we can. And on May 2nd, a native of Tallahassee was spotlighted, Tiffany Hill, Tallahassee being the hometown of both myself and Joseph Ward, as well as a number of other people on the Freedom Train Network. But anyways, Tiffany Hill was spotlighted, and she was raised in South City, low-income housing projects, and she has her MBA. She went all the way from there to achieving her MBA with a focus in allied health and health science. And for anybody to go from living in the projects to achieving anything outside of life in the projects is a major accomplishment. So that's something that needs to be commended in and of itself, regardless of whether or not you got a degree or you did anything of that nature. Just making it out of the projects, and that's not to say that we shouldn't go back in to help out, but just making it out of the projects is an achievement in and of itself, because there aren't very many people percentage wise that managed to accomplish that. So she retired from the U.S. Army, where she served as a combat medic during Operation Desert Storm. And during her time in service, she began her modeling journey by participating in the Bavati Model Search and many other fashion shows in Atlanta, Georgia. She even made her appearance on the reality TV show House of Curves. Now, she goes on to say that her love for fashion and wanting to give others like her an opportunity for media exposure caused her to create Model Call magazine. She then moved on to join forces with Afia magazine to become the creative director. And for those of you that don't know, Afia magazine is the magazine that was created by Miss Rashida Marshall, and we've interviewed her 3 or 4 times on the Freedom Train podcast. She's definitely a friend of the show and of the network, and she's somebody that we as a network keep in touch, keep in contact with on a regular basis. So you know about Afia. This woman, Tiffany Hill, went on to become the creative director of that magazine. And she is also the CEO of a walking brand which specializes in event consulting and uniting a diverse group of women through the Divas Day Out Tally event. So there's an event in Tallahassee called Divas Day Out in which women come together and they spend the day enjoying each other and the city. So the start of her 3 Cups of Tea media outlet will be something she feels is needed to give a voice for the community. Now, that is so true. And here at the Freedom Train Network, we are trying to become a media outlet. And we also recognize that we need. Well, we're not trying to become a media outlet. We are a media outlet, and we're spooling up with more shows. But we realize that we need multiple voices. We don't need just one conglomerate mass media outlet controlling everything. We need multiple voices that are contributing in different ways. So we actually welcome the idea of Miss Tiffany Hill starting a media outlet. So here again, we see another example of a woman who recognized that there were certain holes in the community, and she just decided to take action and fill those holes to the best of her ability. And she's continuing to do that to this day. Miss Tiffany Hill, we appreciate you. And if you need any assistance in anything that you're doing, definitely reach out to the Freedom Train Network, and we will be grateful to provide you with whatever help we can provide you with. So, on May 3rd, we spotlighted Dr. Huberta Jackson Lohman. Now, Dr. Jackson Lohman is a full professor of psychology in the Department of Psychology at Florida A&M University, FAMU, and is a past department chair. She teaches graduate and undergraduate courses at FAMU in psychology. And that is the only psychology department in the U.S. that claims an African-centered thrust. She is the editor of the anthology African American Women Living at the Crossroads of Race, Gender, Class, and Culture. And currently she serves as the president of the National Association of Black Psychologists, which is composed of psychologists of African ancestry in the United States and around the world. She is certified through the Association of Black Psychologists as a diplomat and fellow in African-centered psychology. Now, Dr. Jackson Lohman came to Tallahassee from Pittsburgh, PA, where she did a lot of work on grassroots levels and organized a lot of different institutions going back to the early 90s. So this woman has had a career of advocacy, activism, and impacting Black communities nationwide. And she is definitely somebody that, look, I could do a whole show just off of her profile. So she is definitely somebody that you're going to want to become familiar with, and definitely check out the profile of all of these women, but check out her profile to see everything that she has done. Now, some of the more interesting things that she is currently doing is she currently has a process that is called activity that is called Community Healing Days in Tallahassee. And it is a national 3-day event typically held during the third weekend of October, which focuses on raising consciousness about the impact of the myth of Black inferiority and the lie of white superiority on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being of the Black community, and which also strives to promote the truth about people of African ancestry. Now, she is doing an amazing thing with that. You may have heard us talk about that. And Joseph Ward, another familiar name to the co-founder to this network, the Freedom Train Network, actually spoke about going to that event this past year. So it's definitely something to talk about, something to look into. Another interesting thing that she has is she has developed measures for examining the internalization of myths of Black womanhood. And this scale, this measure is called the Engendered Racial Myth Scales. And relationships between Black women is called the Black Women's Relationship Scales. So those two scales are something that I've definitely been trying to look into because I love scales. I love, like, I'm a nerdy nerd. Like, I'm that type of person that likes information and new ways to measure things. But definitely check her out. She is a woman who, despite her qualifications, despite the things that she's been through and continues to go through, she has still made her life's work that of someone that is centered around helping other people to achieve and to be their best selves. And in terms of helping the community itself understand the true power that it has. So definitely, definitely, definitely check her out. And Miss Dr. Huberta Jackson Lohman, if we can do anything to help you at the Freedom Train Network, we are definitely open to doing whatever we can. Reach out to us. We appreciate you. On May 4th, we put our spotlight on Miss Lynn Jones. Now, Miss Lynn Jones is another educator, except instead of educating at the collegiate level or the university level, she is an educator at the elementary level, which is just as, if not more, important. And she teaches third grade at Bond Elementary School. Now, third grade is an interesting grade, and I'm just going to throw this in here as a tidbit, because studies have shown that they can take the performance of a child in the third grade or the fourth grade, but I think it's the third grade, and determine whether or not that child is going to be successful in life and various other things. They're actually determining how many prisons to build based on third grade performance. So being that we have a third grade teacher that we're spotlighting right now, I wanted to throw that out there to show the importance of elementary educators. They are extremely important and extremely undervalued. But moving on with Miss Lynn Jones, she is a resident of Tallahassee since the age of 3. She graduated from FAMU University. You might remember FAMU as the last spotlight that I mentioned, taught in the psychology department of FAMU. And she is currently, in addition to still being a third grade educator, she has been an educator for 34 years. For 30 years, that is incredible in and of itself. She serves as the vice president of the Jake Gaither Neighborhood Association, and she is an active member of the Capital Area Neighborhood Network. She's also an Avon Independent representative, and last year she started her company, Amaria, I hope I'm saying that right, Creations, to pursue her dream of designing and creating. And if you read her profile, you can clearly see that this is a woman that has a love of the future generations, the younger people. You can clearly see that this is a woman who has an appreciation for learning and educating. And you can clearly see that this is a woman who is willing to do whatever it takes to make the situation better for the future. She also mentions in her profile that she is concerned that the world is growing farther apart, that people aren't supporting local schools and local businesses the way they should. And she is also a woman that is commenting and congratulating every woman that we spotlight. So we want to put a spotlight on her for doing that as well, because that is extremely, extremely genuine and incredible that she is doing that. She is taking time out of her day to not only do what she's doing, but to also recognize and send a little bit of appreciation to every other woman that we're spotlighting, whether she knows them or not. Here is another example of a woman who saw that things weren't right and decided to do something about them and continues to do something about them. So Miss Lynn Jones, definitely appreciative of you and all that you're doing. And if you need any help, be sure to reach out to the Freedom Train Network. We will do what we can to assist you. On May 5th, we put our spotlight on Tiffany Austin. Now, Tiffany Austin is a doula. And for those of you that don't know, a doula is like a best friend for expecting mothers. So they coach, they assist in the birthing process, and they basically are there to comfort the mother and assist in the transition from being someone that doesn't have a child to being someone that does have a child, and providing the emotional support, that might be necessary. So, and it's different from a midwife. A midwife is a medically trained personnel that can operate in any setting and administer various types of medical procedures and things of that nature. A doula is like a birthing coach. So it is something that you do have to be, you know, well, you don't have to be, but most people that want to consider themselves credible get certified in being a doula. So Tiffany is a doula. And that in and of itself is meaningful in a lot of different ways, especially considering the discriminatory treatment that Black women receive in hospitals and the discomfort that a lot of Black people in general have in hospitals. And the birthing process, a lot of people want that process to be in a safe, comfortable environment, i.e. their homes. And doulas make that possible in a way that isn't possible otherwise. So just in that she took the time out to become a doula, she has provided a service to her community. So she is one of those people, though, that is very passionate about learning, very passionate about helping people, and very passionate about helping them overcome their limitations. And she is a young woman who has a bright future ahead of her, and she is already doing amazing things in the community. So definitely go check out Tiffany Austin on the website. And Tiffany, we appreciate you. And if you need anything, like I said for the four previous women, and like I'm going to say for the five women afterwards, be sure to reach out to the Freedom Train Network. We will do what we can. On May 6th, we put our spotlight on Megan Potts. And Megan Potts is a senior studying English, minoring in psychology from Jacksonville, Florida. She is a student at Florida A&M University, FAMU. And she is somebody with a bright future ahead of her, somebody that is hoping to achieve a lot of things that are still in the making. And as I said earlier, it's not always about recognizing the women that have done something already, that have an extensive body of work. It's also about recognizing the women who still have a journey ahead of them and encouraging them at the start of their journey so that they have the motivation and the support necessary to go on to become those game changers later on in life. And her plan after graduation, after she obtains her master's degree in community psychology and becomes a licensed psychologist, which is her goal academically, she wants to work at one of the HBCUs in the country. And she wants millennial Black men and women to get the help they deserve and they need. So here is somebody who is looking at the mental health and well-being of the future generations of our community and seeing that right now it's not being provided for the way that it should be. And she is taking steps currently at this moment to fill that void. So she is somebody, although she has had a very interesting time at FAMU, she was voted crowned as Miss Young Hall and served on the housing court her freshman year. Her sophomore year, she was Pinky Promise Week chairman for Pinky Promise FAMU. So, you know, she is also the president of the First Year Experience Mentoring Program, and she has her own blog. Definitely somebody you're going to want to check out. Definitely somebody you're going to want to support. And definitely somebody that we should definitely stand behind and urge to keep working and keep moving to achieve the things that she wants to achieve. Miss Potts, we appreciate you. On May 7th, we put our spotlight on Francesca Fielder. And those of you that are familiar with the Freedom Train Network may be familiar with that name. Miss Fielder is someone that we interviewed on the Freedom Train podcast series. She is the founder and creator of Swag Her Magazine, a magazine that started out with a focus on black women, but has now kind of included men in some aspects of what the magazine covers because of the environment going on in America. She is a very interesting person, a very cool person. We enjoyed the interview we had with her quite a bit. And she is somebody that is on a mission to inspire and motivate other women to live up to their full potential and love themselves. Now, if you read her profile, that's the very first line in her profile. But from the interview, we got the distinct impression that this wasn't just someone talking. This was someone that really was that was really stating what their vision was and what they were trying to do with their lives. So the Swag Her magazine is under the Fancy Thoughts LLC. And she has a couple other business endeavors going on underneath the magazine. And she has also won the 2015 Black Women in Media Awards. So this is somebody that you should definitely check out. Another young woman who is already done amazing things and is still on the path to do even more. So Miss Francesca Fielder, we definitely appreciate you. And what I've always said, say it with me, if you need anything, contact the Freedom Train Network and we will do what we can to help you. On May 8th, we put our spotlight on Miss Candace May. Now, she is a graduate of Florida State University and we're not going to hold that against her, you know. It is what it is. Fan, you right across the street. But we're not going to hold it against you. Nah, I'm joking. You got to say you're joking after stuff like that. Otherwise, people take you seriously and then you have a whole issue on your hand. I'm joking. There's nothing wrong with graduating from Florida State University. But she got a bachelor's in criminology and community education. Her associate's in paralegal studies from TCC, Tallahassee Community College. And she is a senior legal research assistant for the Public Service Commission. Now, she's also the founder and creator of Kumba Creations, LLC. And Kumba Creations is a urban fashion design company. And she designs and hand makes clothing, jewelry, and accessories. And she also hosts the annual fashion premiere of the first weekend in November called Tallahassee African Fashion Weekend. And it is a production. It's an event committed to featuring African fashion, art, and culture. Now, she also has the House of Kumba, which is a community action organization that aims to educate children on African history, principles, and traditions through fun hands-on activities. And they also host annual Kwanzaa celebrations, and they volunteer with other organizations throughout the Tallahassee community. So this is somebody who I love local heroes, because local heroes is where the change really happens. People that focus on their area. They're not trying to become these national celebrities. They're not trying to become these huge, big figures, which more often than not, the people that end up being these huge, big figures are people that started out doing intense local work. But I love local heroes because they're the ones that make things happen. And all of these women are local heroes. They are movers and shakers and doers in their own home communities. And those are the people that we really need to be celebrating. Because as I've said, and this will be the third or fourth time I've said it, those are the people that really make change happen. So Candace May is doing a lot for the community. Just spelled it all out. Definitely go check it out. Candace May, we appreciate you. And like I've said always, say it with me once again.
If you need anything, reach out to the Freedom Train Network. And we will do what we can to help you.
On May 9th, we put our spotlight on Ms. KG Brown. Now, KG Brown is a mother, a writer, and a teacher in that order. And she is also the owner of All Things Literary, an all-inclusive writing, editing, and tutoring service, and King Sun Queens, a natural body and hair product line. Now, She is an English instructor, and KG is somebody that I know pretty well. I'm not gonna say I know her like we've been friends forever, but we've had pretty interesting conversations, and we've talked a decent amount over the past few years. And she is somebody that's really passionate about the Black community, really passionate about Black women in particular. And she is somebody that doesn't back down. She's one of those, she's not one of those women that you can out talk or that you can push around or anything like that. Like, she's a fighter, and she's one of those women that's going to fight with you sometimes just because she feels like fighting. But that same fighting mentality, that same fighting spirit is something that is making her and is going to continue to make her such a force in the community, especially when it comes to being a vocal advocate for women's rights and women's issues, not just within the Black community, but within the larger social context as a whole, when it comes to her standing up for the rights and the stances and advocating for Black women. She is also, and I'm leaking some early information here, she is also one of the women that is going to be involved in one of our shows that are in development, tentatively called Wine After Nine. So it's going to be another show where women get a board to sound off. It's not going to be along the same line, the same vein as Tea Time, but it is going to be another show where women have an opportunity to talk about various topics and things of that nature. So KG Brown is somebody that is going to become more prevalent as time goes on, because she's getting more and more into various different things that are going to have her becoming more of an advocate and more public with her advocacy. And I hope she doesn't get mad at me for saying this, but she's also becoming more and more agitated with the way things are going in the world. And agitation is a good thing in that it often drives people to even more activity, and she's already fairly active. So with that, KG Brown, we appreciate you, and say it with me:
if you need anything, reach out to the Freedom Train Network, and we will do what we can to help you.
And on May 10th, we put our spotlight on, and I hope I don't jack this up, Miss Kaluna Carter. I'm sorry, I've been trying to do the Spanish thing lately, and it's been influencing how I... Anyways, so Miss Kaluna Carter is a native of Portland, Oregon, and she was somebody that was inspired by the lack of representation in the beauty industry. So, you know, she says, we see models, but how many of them are truly wearing products made by women of color? And she decided to fill that void by creating her own nail polish brand, her own nail polish company that actually creates nail polish. So she is somebody that has a degree in environmental science and chemistry from Tuskegee University, the illustrious Tuskegee University, and she created an environmentally friendly and tin-free nail polish company. Now, I didn't know what that means either, but luckily she put it in a profile for us, meaning that there is no chemical composition of, and she has 10 different chemical components that are not in her nail polish. And she says all of these are found in the majority of nail polish in the stores, and they're not environmentally friendly, often linked to cancers in women, ranging from cervical to breast to ovarian. And her company, Colors by K, is FDA approved and vegan as well, which means that it's animal free, no animal testing, no animal products used in it. So it's completely animal free, and it's FDA approved, and it's the first ever of its kind sold by a woman of color. She saw a need and she filled the need. Now, she also has a fun story in her bio where she talks about getting her nail polish from Colors by K sent to the 44th First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, and her two daughters, Molly and Sasha, as well as having the ladies from the Dora Milaje also be supportive of her project. And the Dora Milaje were the women warriors in the Black Panther movie. So she has managed to get her product in the hands of some very visible people. And she doesn't plan on just stopping at nail polish. Eventually, she wants to create an entire cosmetic line of beauty products for women. And she is inspired to get all women to fulfill whatever desires that they have in their hearts fulfilled. She feels like God places desires in our hearts to be fulfilled by us in fulfilling our purpose on this planet. And she is another example of a woman, like all of these women are. She saw a need and she took steps to fulfill that need. So, Miss Carter, we appreciate you. And one final time, say it with me.
If you need anything, reach out to the Freedom Train Network. And we will do what we can to help you.
And so we're going to continue to spotlight women every day in the month of May as Black Women's Celebration. And those Black women get doubly celebrated this weekend with Mother's Day coming up. So we definitely want to again say to these women, and not just these women, but all of the Black women out there, that we appreciate you, we love you, and if you need anything, reach out to us at the Freedom Train Network, and we will do what we can to help you. This has been another episode of Lessons from the Screen, and we will see you guys.
It's a special time to give a special group applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The Black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Just stand tall, head high, because we need you.